Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine. One new song, a bit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine. Generation pirate. Dad and Gramps, that's what they thought I'd be. But I've been on this boat so long, and the older I get, I know it's not the gig for me. Now I know why I don't fit in. Looking at the scoundrels all around me, my chiseled face and perfect skin stand out in this sea of ugly. I am a gorgeous pirate. The only treasure here is my eyes. The job of robbery, I don't desire it. The Dutchman wishes that he looked this fly. R. Open seas not meant for the really handsome. Case in point, those tacky wooden legs. Your fashion senses with Davy Jones. That patch is gross. I volunteer to go walk the plank. Parrots suck, can we get a dog? A vasty swag, those legs need waxing. Saggy pants will earn you a blog. No one wants to see your cracking. I am a stunning pirate. What dumb blind dude taught you to groom? This will for pillaging, I don't admire it. Take some tips from Orlando Bloom. Dashing pirate. The tricorn, so 1662. This lust and plundering, I say retire it. I bet a mayor would change Roger's mood.
Hello, girls, guys, guy girls, girl guys, to Smashy Claws Claw Machine, week 38, Pirates. A hard rockin', riff-driven ode to metrosexualism in the pirate world. A subject rarely ever broached in rock music. Before we get into how seldom broached it is, though, I would like to mention that Smashy Claw, the band for which this podcast is dedicated, is doing an Indiegogo campaign to fund our next two albums. Remember those two albums I've been talking about all year? We're trying to put them out, like, for real now. Like, it's coming. It's actually coming. So if you want to pre-order and a bunch of other cool stuff, you can go to tinyurl.com/smashygogo. That's the short link I made. Or you can just go to indiegogo.com and search Smashy Claw. And you'll find that we are searching for $1,200 to master the Insane Is Repeating and Demons in the Undertow album that I've been so incessant about throughout the year. And you can help us out if you want. So that'd be cool of you. You can check out all the multitude of cool, nifty perks you can get also in addition to those two albums. What nifty perks, you ask? I can't even list them all because there are just so many. You get the two albums, which we already know that you desperately want because you're loyally listening to this podcast, like the good Smashy Claw fan that you are, and we love you eternally. But you also get, maybe, like, we write you a song. or a Smashing Claw t-shirt, or a Smashing Claw poster, or outtakes from the album, or instrumental versions of the album, or a cappella versions of both albums, or so many things, so many nifty perks that can be had at tinyurl.com/smashygogo. So we would be forever grateful if you would help us out there. All right, back to Pirate. Pirate, week 38 is Pirate. A nifty little tidbit about Pirate is that we've had this ready since January. Yeah, so we've, remember, like, all those times I was like, oh, how are we going to get to next week? How are we possibly going to muster the strength to get you a new video next Tuesday? We have nothing, no ideas, and no content. Well, we always had this one. But I wanted to release it around Talk Like a Pirate Day, which was yesterday. So even though we waited 9 months, I still released it a day late to keep with the whole releasing on Tuesday thing. So it's really convoluted and stupid, I guess. But we've had this for 9 months is the point. And just sitting around, it was animated by Gwyn Earle, who also animated White Coats, which did come out 9 months ago. And you can probably tell because it's very similar in style to White Coats, the kind of frenetic, psychedelic... it's hard to describe Gwyn's style, but it's like the camera moves in one single shot almost with the entire video. There's no cuts in a Gwyn Earle video. And all the little in-jokes and stuff that he puts in there. And he likes the skeleton dance, the Disney skeleton dance. Like he's put it in both the videos he's done for us thus far. So I'm thinking it's like a patch on his animation software that just does the skeleton dance, or maybe he just really loves doing it. Who knows? But Gwyn Earle, ladies and gentlemen, a national treasure. Even though he lives in Australia, he is a national treasure. We have been playing this pretty much at every show since I wrote it. I wrote it in 2014, and we play it quite often. So it's exciting to finally release the recording and obviously the video, since the video's been out for the entire time Claw Machine's been going on. But the song too, because the song's been around even longer. People seem to respond to it when we do it live. It's got that kind of pop riff-driven hook thing going on that people seem to like, and it's a big dumb comedy number about a metrosexual pirate. And who doesn't love pirates that are metrosexual? We haven't found anybody yet who doesn't. In fact, we played it just this past Saturday, where we played at Vision Comics, the grand opening of Vision Comics around Denver, Colorado. That was a fun show. Not a lot of people showed up. Well, a lot of people showed up for the Vision Comics part. Like, the upstairs is where the actual comics are. Lots of people showed up for that. But the band part was in the basement. And our friends Bolonium and us, you know, we didn't get a lot of people to actually listen to us in the dingy basement area. But it was fun. You should go to Vision Comics, and hopefully we'll increase the listenership of the live concerts they have in their basement from this point on. This was the grand opening, and it was fun. If you would like to have similar amounts of fun at a Smashy Claw concert, you can come this Saturday to our next show, which is at Merchants Mile High Saloon, also in Denver. We'll be playing with this Game of Thrones rock band called Daenerys and the Targaryens. So if you're a big George Martin Song of Ice and Fire fan, and you would like to hear the tale of Daenerys and Tyrion and all those characters set to music, you should come to the concert on Saturday at Merchants in Denver, where Smashy Claw, your favorite band, obviously, will be playing with Daenerys and the Targaryens, who write songs about your favorite books. Your favorite band, your favorite books, your favorite band who does the songs about the books. It's going to be a good time, people. You should come check it out. Oh, and tinyurl.com/smashygogo. Help us make our next two albums. Bye.